The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. The whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep, and when the sun rose, it was scorched and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear. The disciples approached him and said, why do you speak to them in parables? He said to them in reply, because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look, but they do not see, and hear, but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, you shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because you see, and your ears because they hear. Amen. I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it, and the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy. But he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away. The seed among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and allure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But a seed sown in rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields 100, 60, or 30-fold. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So now you can be seated. So in the Gospel you've just been listening to this morning, we come across what you might call the beginning of the parables in the Gospel of Matthew. And it's a parable about parables, and that's why it was pretty long, and Jesus afterwards explained to the disciples what he meant by a parable. Now, I always like to know the origin of a word, or it's called the etymology of a word. And so I was looking up the etymology of the word parable. And the word parable comes from two ancient Latin Greek words, parabola, which means something thrown alongside, something thrown alongside. And you can see how that gives a meaning to the stories that Jesus told, because the stories Jesus told always had a meaning, had a lesson, or had a moral for us to put into our own lives. And so, very briefly then, looking at the parable of the sower going out, if you're going to listen to the gospel this morning and you're going to apply it to your life, I think you've got to begin asking yourself a question: where do I fit in to that parable? So, for example, am I the seed that fell, for example, on rocky ground? Or where am I in the parable? It fell on rocky ground, but I didn't take too much notice of what was said to me, and so I went along my merry way. Did the seed fall on kind of good ground, but it was dry, it had no root? So do I ever think seriously about what really matters in life? That's how I would see the seed that fell, and it soon died because it wasn't watered or fed. I was told it withered. And that can apply to us too. We hear, but the seed that fell among thorns. Now that's a good one for us to think about. But so the thorns in our life, we all have thorns. Do we ever look at our thorns? The things that we are continually trying to overcome and to deal with and so on. The things that keep us awake at night, all the worries and the anxieties that we carry around with us. Do we ever look at those things and say, why am I like this? Why am I like this? And then we're told some seed fell among thorns and so on also, and was choked. So some of us come to Mass on Sunday, we listen to the word, we listen to the gospel, maybe or maybe not. We listen to how the priest tries, and I can only try, and I'm no great orator, to explain the gospel to you. And I say, oh yes, that's a good idea. I must try and think about that. But then we go away and we're choked up and we're over-occupied with things that don't really matter in our lives, with, you know, being more successful, making more money, being more popular, all those things that we strive at, become more secure and so on. And so we don't really hear. Now, having said that, what do you think? We're thinking, if Jesus was telling us a story here this morning, and Jesus was in the flesh, and what kind of story would he tell us with a meaning, with a purpose, and something for us to learn and take by? And so I want you to think about this, and especially for you at home, maybe watching with your families, I want to give you some homework. Homeschooling is a big thing nowadays. And many of you are into homeschooling, and perhaps you will be for quite a while to come. So I want you to think about making your own parable, making your own story. You know, sometimes you use words when you're describing something that happened in your life, you use an analogy. I was in a dark place and I was really worried, and then I saw light at the end of the tunnel. You know, so you're describing something as light at the end of a tunnel, and you begin to suddenly see a new hope in your life. So here's how I was thinking about if I was writing a parable to today. I might begin by saying, people were going along, busy about things that really, really didn't matter, enjoying life, making more and more money, while some people became poorer and poorer. And there was a great division in the land. And many people were angry and frustrated. And then a great plague came upon the land. A great plague called coronavirus. And people thought, it won't affect me, because I'm above that, and I'm healthy, and I'm strong. And they went along and did not take much notice of this pandemic. And some people were looking for somebody to blame. And so they began blaming people in a faraway country. A people in a country called China. And began saying, we have ways of dealing with this, and we will overcome this. So there's no need for us to be fearful, because we have the means to overcome it. And in the middle of the pandemic, we discovered that it was not only the only virus that was threatening our land and dividing us, but we had another virus that suddenly came to the fore, the virus of racism. And now we're threatened with that virus. And we had also another virus, the virus of greed, the virus of individualism, the virus of all life is all about me, nobody else, the virus of self-righteousness, the virus of I'm free and I don't have to do that. The virus, very dangerous virus, of getting one into the situation where I begin thinking, I'm above the law. I'm above the law. It might apply to everybody else, but it doesn't apply to me. And then, suddenly, all the things we were normally doing came to an end. And we were wondering what was happening. And we were confined. And we could no longer do the things we normally did. Work ceased. Work ceased. And then, as time went on, we discovered people were dying from the virus. And it didn't matter who you were, what you had, where you lived, or how successful you were, or how rich anybody was. Nobody was immune. Nobody was vaccinated against this virus. And then in the middle, we asked ourselves, where is God? Where is God? Is God trying to teach us something in the midst of this virus? And we discovered, yes, he is. Yes, he is. And we discovered, and maybe we didn't want to know, that when we looked at the statistics, many poor people were more affected by the virus than we were, because we were among the privileged. And then we discovered a difference between black and white. And we discovered that black people, people of color, were more subject to the virus than we were. And we began to feel comfortable and maybe in some ways secure. But it didn't happen like that. It respected no one. And then we discovered, maybe we didn't like it, but there's no difference between any of us. We're all equal. Doesn't matter whether we're black, white, or in between. Whether we're gay or transgender or whatever, we're all the same. And suddenly we began to realize everyone matters. Black people matter. White people matter. We all matter. And so we began to think, and some of us began to say, unfortunately, I look forward to when we can go back to normality. And then we began to think, normality. Do I really want to go back to normality? To the anger, the division, treating people who I considered less inferior to people I considered inferior to me, treating people because of the color of their skin. Did I want to go back to normality? And so I began praying and thinking, no. And I began turning more to God. And I began praying that let's all come out of this with a new vision. A new way of seeing things. Totally different. And so I prayed that I would not go back and that nobody would go back to what it was like before. So it can go on. I mean, I could go on and on. So I want you today, I'm going to finish here, to maybe today, this afternoon, especially if you live in a family or even at home on your own, if you were asked, or if you thought Jesus was here telling this story today, how would you write it? How would you say it? And when I think about it more and more, I know I'm going to think in a different way tomorrow. Why do I say that? Because tomorrow is another new day in my life. And hopefully I'll see things in a new way that I didn't see today. So it's a wonder you can see how you can adopt the parable of the sower. So really, I want you to take this seriously. Go home, think. Look at your own life. Don't be afraid to look into your soul. Find out who you really are. Not who you are on the outside, but who you are deep down in your heart, in your soul.